as soon as the phone went, I knew. I said to Frank, we never should have left her at the hospital like that. We should have stayed. When Frank spoke to them, they said, she's worse, you'd better get to the hospital. I took the phone and said, she's dead, isn't she? You don't phone at 3 in the morning unless someone's dead. And then, this is the awful bit, I put the phone down and the thing I wanted to do more than anything else was have sex, which is sick. I know, that's what Frank said afterwards. I know I should have phoned you too, but I had this idea, this flicker that she might not be dead, even though I knew she was really, but they wouldn't tell me over the phone and I'd have woken you up and what would be the point anyway, you were miles away. And the doctor was about 12 and embarrassed. Eventually we had to say it for him. He kept fiddling with his pen and giving us a rundown of everything that had happened until eventually Frank said, are you trying to tell us she's dead? And he said, more or less, yes. And I said, what do you mean, more or less? She's either dead or she isn't. You can't be a bit dead, for God's sake. And then I looked at my feet. And I was wearing odd shoes. A black one and a brown one. Not even vaguely similar. So I started to laugh and I couldn't stop. They had to give me a sedative. Frank was shocked. They're not like us, his family. They've got Italian blood. Someone dies, they cry. They don't get confused and laugh.